back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I am back off the road, back in the home studio. I have to wash my mask. I wore my Maryland Lottery mask most of last week. A little muffled sound out there. I did take it off. I shook one hand last week when Warren Moon reached out to shake my hand. I shook his hand, and I was immediately like, I need some stuff. But
you have to. Hey, when Warren Moon sticks that mitt out there, you got to grab it.
Back. You shake it back. Yeah, I had anybody else sat down, it probably Jaworski tried to shake, and I elbowed into him. I gave him the Kramer, some of the other quarterbacks. I gave him that. How are you, John Martin? Here from the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I have gotten back out. By the way, I went down to the casinos this last time you and I talked to talk about this. So when I was at the Super Bowl, I had a lot of wagering people on at the Super Bowl. People they used to throw out of Radio Row. Now they welcome them in. The first thing you see when you go into Radio Row is a FanDuel and like all that stuff. But it certainly has changed the dynamic of sports. I just wanted to tell you that. I've done 28 Super Bowls. This is the first one where the gambling people were in the room. And we're also a state where it's happening now. There's a lot of places that you walk in, those states, Utah's not getting this anytime soon. There's a lot of places that aren't getting it.
No, that's true. But hey, we've got lots of breaking news on all fronts. So let's talk with sports wagering. This week we have a regularly scheduled meeting with the SWARC, the Sports Wagering Application Review Commission. And we're anticipating that this week they will announce some favorable opportunities for people who are interested, who are small businesses, minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses. These were the classes of industry that we were looking at to get people engaged in sports wagering. And that was one of the tenets of the sports wagering law from last year.
That it wasn't just going to be about big casinos in this state, right?
Right. So information is beginning to roll out to engage these people, to get them the resources they need to make a conscious business decision. As you're well aware, Nestor, I mean, this is not a business for the faint of heart. You need some deep pockets. You need an appreciation. Ideally, you maybe even partner. You go to the dance with an existing facility operator, someone who knows the business. This isn't just like opening up a burger stand and thinking, you might want to do this. You really have to understand what you're getting into. And today we'll start, or this week, I should say, we'll start getting information out to people to make informed decisions to see if this is, in fact, something that they want to participate in.
You know, we talked about my friend Chris at Greenmount Station. I've been to some other places over at Nick's in Timonium where they're going to have a facility there. What's the number, the cap number? Because right now it's 5 open, correct? Is that right?
Right. Currently we have 5, and they happen to be 5 of the 6 casinos that are open. We have 3 other off-track betting locations. Chris at Greenmount is one of them that have already been approved for a license, but they haven't been issued a license yet because they're just not ready. You know, Chris wants to do some capital improvements and get his place in order.
And that's improved the crab cake. Crab cake's delicious. I'll let everybody know that.
Right. Long Shots in Frederick is another one in the riverboat on the Potomac down at on the shores, on the banks of the Potomac River, the scenic Potomac River.
Where I'll be going in August having another crab cake. And I went down there. I had never been there in my life, but I went. It's beautiful down there.
Oh, it is. Absolutely is. So those 3 would be theoretically the next in line, but we still have a number of other locations to still, if they choose to, participate in sports wagering. And then we'll open the gates in several months to people who potentially want to get in on either an existing retail location or open up for the mobile wagering licenses. So that will be interesting.
John, we get to be my age, and I've been to Vegas. And I almost went to Vegas last weekend. Had I talked Julio into it, the Black Crows came to me in L.A. on Sunday, so I saw them. But they were playing in Sammy Hagar Friday and Saturday. I was going to go. And we're all familiar with what the Vegas thing looks like in the big casino. And I went down to Live, and I saw it. When you say places can apply, and I guess I would use Chris as an example. Sleepy little, village place up in Hampstead next to a bowling alley, opened up a little bar and grill, opened up wider, added booths, added another bar, added an entertainment area, added the OTB. For someone that's embryonic in this, does this have to include, I don't mean to be rude, but like a beer, a bar, a lounge? Because when we think about a casino, we think about a wagering place or an OTB, we think televisions, we think beer, food. That it would be, that this would not be a retail shop without that, right? I mean, I don't know if there is such a thing in Montana, a betting place that doesn't look like other betting places, but I'm wondering how unorthodox the potential claimants would be of these licenses.
Yeah, and that's an excellent perspective, Nestor. And I would just, as an aside, tell you that there are places out west that you would never believe would be in gaming, and they are. But that's not the point. Here in Maryland, I think it all goes to what the player's expectation is. And it's very difficult for a place that maybe is a restaurant or maybe off the beaten path to offer the same fan experience as a Maryland Live or MGM.
It's not just a place to make your bet. It's a place to experience the action of it, right? To have the entertainment part of it. And I know some people, John, people were down at the Arundel Mills a couple weeks ago, and I was there. There were huge lines. People were just coming in to place their bet and leaving in the same way I walk into Royal Farms or Wise and get a lottery ticket and leave, right? And worry about cashing it later. But that's not the basis of the business. The basis of the business is a captured sit-down experiential thing, right?
Right, exactly. And that's why places that are getting into it, embryonic is your word, I like it, they take a step and they say, wait a minute, we may need to double our seating area. We may need to add amenities that we didn't have before to make this a destination. So that, I think, is going to be part of the economics 101 that a number of these businesses are going to need to really come to grips with to say, hey, is it worth that investment? Am I going to be in this long term? Are my pockets deep enough to ride the waves on this thing to make this worth my while? And if it isn't, well, that's okay. But
it's also cyclical too, that everybody's not going to be out on a Tuesday night wagering on a baseball game, right? Like we see football and we see prize fights, we see March Madness. Every day is not a sports wagering day. Maybe it is, but it's not going to be the handle that you're looking for on a playoff weekend or on a Ravens weekend, quite frankly. Well, I'm thinking about it from a business standpoint. I'm thinking, all right, I own a radio station and I'm a hot shot. Maybe I'll apply for one. And I'm thinking, what would I do with it? You'd have to have a situation to make it desirable, right? Literally.
No, exactly. Correct. I mean, you could sit here and identify what are the handful of events in a calendar year that are really noteworthy. And then what do you do with the other 360 days?
Right. Yeah, I think there's any question about that.
Yeah. So again, these are business decisions that need to be made, and they're not emotional decisions. So that'll be interesting. But you know what? I'll tell you another fun aside here, kind of switching gears. You know, you've been out hobnobbing with the stars out west. Those of us back here have been really interested about VAX 2.0, the return of the VAX cash lottery. And so Governor Hogan and the Maryland Department of Health have begun another round of VAX cash lottery winners, started this week.
Thundalk win $500,000?
Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down?
Somebody on my Facebook said that somebody in Thundalk won $500,000 for getting vaxxed. And I'm thinking, I'm from Thundalk and I'm vaxxed.
Has there been a knock on your door yet?
Not yet.
Has Ed McMahon, God rest his soul, knocked on your door yet? No, that's... But yes, someone in Dundalk is the first $500,000 winner on VAX Cash 2.0. Now, for the next 10 weeks, on Tuesdays, we, in concert with the Maryland Department of Health, will be selecting one $50,000 winner. And then the grand finale, $1 million grand prize winner. So over the next 11 weeks now, stay tuned. Check your mdlottery.com. website for updates, but this is all, it's a great program. And seriously,
how do they know I'm entered? Did I get entered just by getting the shot?
Yeah, the Maryland Department of Health really manages the program. And just by virtue of having your base vaccination plus your booster gets you entered into the lottery, if you will. And so we select weekly a winner. We also select some alternates in the event that the winner, for whatever reason, chooses not to participate or come forward or whatever. So we've got a backup plan.
Well, I didn't take my third shot. You know, I planned it. I planned it so I was near Costas. So I had a plan after I had my shot and it hurt. You know, I went over, I had some crab soup. I said it was like penicillin. I figured it out, but I didn't know that I was like literally getting a lottery ticket with that for a chance to win $1 million.
Right. Right. I thought you were going to take a crab cake and just rub it over the affected area.
No, I took crab imperial and put it in my stomach is what I did.
Ah,
it
made me feel well, that'll work. that'll work too. I think I'll try that next time.
You know what? I added a menu item at Costas because I brought home the crab imperial. I was over at Wise and I bought, for the first time in years, I bought English muffins. My wife wanted English muffins. And I took the crab imperial and I put it on the English muffin and I toasted it. And it was, and I put cheddar cheese and it was like Burke's. It was a crab. You Ohio guys, you didn't grow up with this. No. You grew up with bad football. And that all changed the other day in Cincinnati. But, you know, crab melt, delicious, you know, but that soothed my heart. My wallet might be soothed by winning this Vax thing. So I am eligible for sure, right?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. And we have enough, more breaking news. Can you stand more breaking news? Can
Does
you
it
stand
involve more? Me winning money or giving it away? Because it is fun to give away money.
Well, a little bit of both. More sponsor love too coming your way. Hey, this week we had a progressive jackpot winner on our $5 World Championship Poker fast play game at Royal Farms in Havre de Grace.
Okay, I've been there.
$129,000 plus winner. Now that is fun. And what that means for the rest of your fan base here, we have a series of fast play games. They kind of play like a scratch off in their play style, but without the schmutz. You don't have the stuff all over the place. It's okay. Just a ticket that's printed and you visually look at it and you
Does
play
the schmutz
game.
Does have an official name? Is there like a real
schmutz.
Name?
I just told you.
The silver stuff, I think it probably has a real name. I don't know what it's called, but
it's called latex.
Is it really? Okay.
You want to call it latex? You want to call it schmutz?
I was going to call it graphite because it kind of looks like pencil stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know what it was made of. You told me.
Yeah, but it's not graphite. It's just, yeah. But anyway, so Royal Farms, Rofo, and Havre de Grace. I just like saying Havre de Grace. And for a guy not from here, I say it pretty well, don't I?
I was once on the radio in Havre de Grace, and I had to say it at the top of every hour. And one time I said have a disgrace, and like that didn't go well on 1330. I mean, I just messed up. You know what I mean? Wow. But I have a good time with the Havre. I had the best crab cake in Havre de Grace on the tour. So there. So have it that. It was good. Harford County.
Good for you. That's good for you.
On this side of the bridge, no less, and a beautiful view. So it was fantastic. Havre de Grace is beautiful. I'd never been there.
Oh, absolutely. No, my wife and I enjoy running up there every once in a while. Absolutely. Hey, here's more good news. You know, we finally paid off the Ravens 20 years of season tickets. And Diane Heil from Annapolis, we invited Diane and five other finalists to M&T Bank Stadium last week. And it is a cool thing.
When they're wearing purple and all geeked up.
They're all beated up for a game, right? I mean, they've got their game face literally. And the great thing about Diane Heil and her win, she's wearing her Ed Reed jersey. And quick, don't get ahead of me, Ed Reed's number?
20.
So how much karma is that? 20 years for life, she's donning the 20 jersey. Bam! Her name goes up on the Jumbotron.
Now, these are just home games, right? This isn't like a travel thing. That's a different program.
Right. All right. So Diane has now won the next 20 seasons. I don't have 20 seasons left in me. You do. You're a young guy.
I would love 20 seasons of Ravens football for free. Because you know why? I paid the bill the last 26 years. I get the bill. I know what it costs to have it. John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I'm going to get some scratch-offs from John and from Roz and from Doug and everyone over there. I'm going to be on March 4th. We're putting the tour back together. I don't want to say COVID's over because that's not accurate. But we're calming things down here a little bit. We're getting back out. We're going to be at Mama's on the Half Shell in Canton, kicking off the tour on March 4th. My dad's birthday is March 5th. I probably will have a beer to honor him. And then we're going to be back out on the road each and every Friday, doing it, making it happen. I got some plans at Costas and Fadley's and some of our great sponsors, as well as new sponsors, Pappas coming aboard, as well as Conrad's. I don't know if we're going to do Joppa Road, we're going to do Bel Air, but during the month of March and April, we're going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Back out on the road, I'll bring my mask as an heirloom. I might not have to wear it. I may just like hang it down like this. And John Martin joins us every week talking about winners, and about promotions and about new things coming right now. Monopoly's still going on, right? And you mentioned the big winner of $129,000 is a progressive play, right? So this is much like being in a casino where if you lose, you've just added to the big pot and you get a second chance to win the big pot. I still think a lot of folks are not familiar with that concept, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Monopoly has a great tie into a progressive jackpot. Monopoly is going strong. And our first of six monthly second chance winners will be awarded next week. The jackpot as of today, and it grows every minute, $56,050, which means if you had a non-winning Monopoly, either scratch off or fast play ticket, you enter it through My Lottery Rewards, our player program, and you are eligible to be selected to win either $2,500, of which we'll have 10 of those, but one lucky winner next week and each month for the next 5 months following will win the progressive jackpot. And it will be more than $56,050 as it is right now. And that's going to be pretty cool.
What percentage of people enter and do that? We've sold a lot of Monopoly tickets to this thing. What percentage of people actually get into that? Because I would think that a lot of people don't, and your odds are probably better, like even better if you've lost, because not everybody's going to get in. I would think you have a better chance than you think if you're second chancing.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, that works like in anything we do as a consumer, right? I mean, you offer these things for everyone, but everyone doesn't take advantage of it. People who do tend to be very understanding of the process, and so they're in it from the get-go. I can't even tell you the percentage.
Okay,
but you're right. It's a fair estimate. I mean, it's lower than you would like, but again, from my perspective, hey, it takes one entry to win. We're only selecting one jackpot winner.
And the winner's happy and the winner played. And the winner played fair and square, which is the way we do it, right?
Well, yes, we do here on this side of the pond. That's what we do here.
Well, we try. John Martin is here. He's the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Executive Director and our dude on the scene. It's been a couple of weeks since we caught up, man. Since the last time we got together, Ohio got into the Super Bowl and lost. How about that, right? And that doesn't feel bad for the guys from Northern Ohio, right? I mean,
No, not at all. I mean, you know, again, it's there for all to see. In 2021, only one team in the National Football League beat the Cincinnati Bengals twice, one team. So this is where
brag on when you don't go to the Super Bowl. Is that what you do?
Well, small victories, man. Small victories.
Hey, I went last week, people were giving me a hard time about Cincinnati and I'm thinking Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Baltimore. Should we be angry about this or should we not? Should we be happy they didn't win? Here's where I stand. I went out to LA. I didn't see Bengals fans all week. I didn't see many Rams fans all week, quite because not many of those.
Oh, right.
But when the game started, I got my seat, took it up there in, you know, row 12 in the corner of the upper deck. The entire upper deck on my side was all jungle. I mean, it was all orange, it was all black. And they were on it and they played well. And I, my heart broke for those people. When I walked out of the stadium and I saw the dejected look and I thought, these people haven't had a Super Bowl in 32 years, whatever it's been. And this is their one chance. They had a lead with 2 minutes left to go. And now I'm watching these people file out of the stadium. It was a little heartbreaking. I mean, if it were the Steelers or the Browns, I would have been, ha ha. But something about the Bengals doesn't allow me to. You can't pile on the Bengals. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I can on the Browns because we stole your team and all that. But nobody hates the Bengals, and I haven't figured out a way to dislike Joe Burrow yet. But
I tell you what. I mean, the promise for all four teams in the AFC North is that, look, I mean, the Bengals happen to be in the right place at the right time. While everyone else was beating up on each other, somebody had to win the division. And it's not that they ran away with it by any means. It wasn't like they were, you know, 15-2 or you know, they were 10-7. So look at
the kid's pretty good, though. We are worried about that kid, aren't we? A little bit.
Oh, sure. But he's going to get killed if they don't do a better job of protecting him. I mean, he takes a lot of hits. He could be, you know, they're talking about Andrew Luck, you know, 2.0 here. He's going to take a lot of hits. You know, Carson Wentz was a flavor of the year a couple of years ago, and now he's kind of been put on the heap. So, you know, there's a lot that can happen. Offseason will be huge for all four of these teams, and we'll have fun next year.
Well, that's what I told Luke when I got back. I'm like, I don't know that I've ever been as jazzed up for the NFL offseason as I am. And it's not just the draft or where we're drafting. I just think the storylines of all the quarterbacks. I saw Russell Wilson walking around Radio Row on Friday. Aaron Rodgers is out, you know, mouthing off on the McAnally show. They're, and then all these teams that need quarterbacks. Pittsburgh needs a quarterback. Tampa needs a quarterback. So these moving parts, it's going to make things very interesting. I'm wondering if we can wager on those possibilities down at the casino. Maybe taking futures on where Aaron Rodgers will play quarterback next week. John Martin is here. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, it's funny you mentioned that because we do every week look at our catalog of wagers. And, you know, if a casino can make a case for having a viable wager like this or a sports book, we look at it and it may be. I personally don't look at the catalog that frequently to know if we have bets on where these quarterbacks will land, but it wouldn't surprise me if somebody somewhere in the country is making book on those things.
I'm always worried about insider information on some of these exotics on Super Bowl day. Like if there was a potential to bet on whether 50 Cent was going to show up in the halftime show, people would have, in his camp, would have known that. But like nobody in the world knew. When he showed up hanging upside down like a bat, everybody's like, look at Fitty. What's he doing there? You know, so even the halftime show had a little bit of fun for us. My wife and I sat on Tuesday night and cranked the computer up with all the halftime shows over the last like 10 years. We watched Beyonce. We watched Lady Gaga. We watched Bruno Mars, because I'm always at the game. So I see it in the stadium, and then I'm like, well, I'll go home on Wednesday, and I'll watch it. And I never do, right? I mean, and it shows up on TV Monday morning, and you see it on your phone, and people complain about Katy Perry, or they love Katy Perry, or they complain about The Weeknd, or they love The Weeknd. Right. Nobody complained about this year. I mean, it was a great halftime show, but more than that, the surprises in the halftime show when they get you like that, that's when it's good. I mean, and the energy level in the stadium, I had Leonard Raskin on the other day, and it's not his music, and that's fine. There've been weekends, not my music. Rap's not necessarily my music. The electricity of the stadium when Snoop came on, it makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It was that good. It was amazing.
Oh, and just the effort it takes to stage that event. I saw a speeded up video of them putting the thing together, the show, and dismantling it. Incredible logistics.
Well, nothing tops Springsteen for me or Prince in the Rain. But in the modern era, at least they're pumping out great halftime shows that are better than Up With People. John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery. I got my mask out. I had it on most of last week, and we're letting ourselves play. I'm going to get some fresh scratch-offs to give away beginning next month on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're taking it back out on the road in March and April. We got some really big plans for May and for August later on. And I did not get a crab cake in L.A., John. I abstained. I did get some crab.
Could you even offer crab cakes in L.A.?
What? They had some Dungeness thing on the menu, and I laughed about it. You know, it's don't order a crab cake outside of Maryland. Yeah. It's a mistake. You know that. It's like getting a Maryland lottery ticket outside of it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay here in the state of Maryland and make sure we get it done. John, I will visit with you next week, and I'm looking forward to getting the crab cake tour going having you visit us as well. And I hope the Dundalk recipient of the $500,000 spends the money wisely. How about that? Vaccination lotteries. I love it.
We hope so. Thanks, Nestor. Good to see you back. And yeah, looking forward to next week and the crab cake tour ahead.
Get your third shot, everybody. Get in the game. You can win some money. Uncle Larry's giving some dough away, courtesy of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming and our friends here. I will see you soon. Good having you on, John, as always.
Thanks, Nestor.
John Martin from the Maryland Lottery joining us here. I'm letting myself play and just get myself back on like on terra firma here. I'm back in Baltimore. It's no longer 91 degrees. I might shave at some point before all this is all over with and putting the crab cake tour together. You can find me, Ness, at BaltimorePositive.com and on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, anywhere the internet travels. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.